Okay, today is Daf Lamed He. We are on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis.
Gufa.
Here we go. Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda said, Kos Echad Hayimimale Midama Taroveth, Shim Yishboch Echad Hanimsa Shumach Shiro. What they used to do is, the Kohanim would bend down. There was a lot of dam in the Zara, the day of Erev Pesach. So the Kohen would bend down, pick up a cup, and then take that cup and sprinkle it on the cup of dam, from the whole, all the dam, sprinkle it onto the Mizbeach, so that if somebody, for whatever reason, the Kohanim forgot or didn't sprinkle, the guy's going to be safe. This Erev Pesach is going to be good, because you're going to have this catch-all, right? So how do you know every dam, every drop of dam is in that cup? You don't. It's just an extra chumrah. So Amru lo Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo neskabel b'kli. But they didn't. They weren't. But it wasn't. But maybe the dam never got into a kli. And we learned that if the dam never got into a kli, then it never was dam really. And then you can't do kabbalah. You can't even do this. So the Gemara says, "Menayada, how do you know that it never went into a kli? How do you know that? How do you know that?" In other words, we don't know. We don't know what happened. There's dam on the floor. So we do is take a cup. How do you know it never got into a kli? So the Gemara says, "You're right. El Hashem alone is kabbal b'kli. Maybe it never went into a kli." Maybe you never went into a kli. Amalahen, af ani lo amarti ela kishen eskabel b'kli. Of course I'm talking about, this won't work if it never went into a kli. In other words, if the dam never went into a kli, then of course this idea won't work. It has to have been into a kli. If it went into a kli, right? If it went into a kli, and if for whatever reason the sprinkling never took place, this will be a sprinkling that will catch everybody. V'agufa minayada, but how do you know that it never got sprinkled? How do you know that? How do you know it never got sprinkled? Why do you have to do this? Why would the Kahanim not do it? So the Gemara answer is a very difficult answer. Kahanim's reason. Kahanim are very zaris. V'avdin chaya u'mishtafkin. And they're in such a rush, Erev Pesach, that perhaps some of the dam got spilled out of one of the cups and it never got sprinkled. So it fell to the floor. You pick up a cup from the floor, L'chori of every drop in that cup, and then it'll be good. V'alo dam tamsis ma'uruv bo, but there's other dam mixed in this dam. It's other dam mixed in. What does it mean, other dam mixed in? All this dam on the floor. So where did this dam come from? So when someone shechted an animal, the blood spurted out, you cut it in a cup, so there's dam tamsis, which is not valid for zrikas adam, in the floor also. If you hudu l'taymei, this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, so that's not a problem. Dam tamsis kari dam. Dam tamsis is also called dam. Titania, dam tamsis, ba'azhara. Dam tamsis is an azhara. You're not allowed to drink that, but you don't get karis if you do. You don't get karis if you do, because the pasuk says, ki nefesh kol basar domo b'nafshohu. Only dam, which is the nefesh is toluyin, which is not dam tamsis, so therefore you're not kaiv karis for that. And Rabbi Yehuda omer b'karis. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you do get karis. So what do you see? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mamish dam. Right? So the Gemara says, yeah, wait a second. It's true. For purposes of eating dam, Rabbi Yehuda holds its dam. But for purposes of getting a kapara, he doesn't hold that. So how does the dam not get mixed in? How is that not a problem? How is that not a problem? Shenemar, because it says, Damo sha'nefesh yotzebo, kidam ha'anefesh, dam sha'nefesh yotzebo, kari dam, sha'nefesh yotzebo, ain kari dam. Right? So how's that working? Right? So the Gemara says, Ella, Rabbi Yehuda, l'taymei. Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his reasoning, to Amar, ein dam mevatel dam. Dam is not mevatel other dam. Why? Because min b'mino is not batel. Min b'mino is never batel. So the fact that this dam tams is here doesn't matter. Okay? That answers that story. So, okay. Very good. Good? Very good. Amar lahem Rabbi Yehuda. Lidivreichem, according to you guys, that you won't do this. Why won't they do this? Why won't the people that are going to Rabbi Yehuda, why won't they do this? Because it's dam tamsis is ma'uruv bo. So what are you doing? Right? What exactly are you doing? Dam tamsis. What are you doing exactly? What are you gaining? So Lidivreichem, it's according to you, lama pokekin azara. Why did they used to plug up the Azara on Erev Pesach, but that's because they wanted dam there. They wanted it to be full of dam, 3-4 inches of dam. Why did they do that? So the Gemara says, Amalo, shevach hu livnei Aaron. It's a shevach, sheyahalchu ad arkav hosein bedam. That they should walk up to their ankles? Knees? How do they translate arkav hosein? They translate in knees? In dam. What's the mile of that? What? What? Yeah, it's so funny. You're gonna be doing this.
I don't get the joke.
That's why I'm picturing this.
So there's a sefer called the Minchas Bikurim says, how does it show Shevach to Hashem? It shows Shevach to Hashem, no one's repulsed by it. No one minds. This is God's will. It doesn't bother me. It's dam, it's blood, it's gross. No, it doesn't bother me. I don't mind walking around it up to my knees. Now, the Gemara now is very difficult. Because, that's what the Minchas Bikurim says. He says, Shashavach lahem, the Shavach is, Sha'oskim ba'avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'emuna, ve'enam nim'osim be'enehem machmas dam. Doesn't repulsive to their eyes because it's dam. Shavach to Hashem that no one minds. That's not what he says.
I understand that.
Right? So then why do you have to have it stop it? Let the drain work. No, we don't want the drain to work. We want it to be that it's a Shavach, you don't mind this.
Right. Like a
so that's, I doesn't say that. What you said.
Now,
ask the Gemara. It's a very difficult Gemara now, because the halacha is the Kohen got the big the Kohanim are not allowed to get there, but got them dirty. So how can they be walking around in dam? They're going to get dirty. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara's going to give a very very difficult answer. So the Gemara says, "V'adam avi chatzitza." First of all, it's a chatzitza. If you're walking around in dam, it's a chatzitza between what?
Between the skin and
so, lach hu, it's liquid. The lo havi chatzitza. That's not a chatzitza. That nana we learned. Hadam vadio vadvash. Dam is blood. Dio is ink. Dvash is honey. Chalav is milk. Yevation, if it's dried up, chotetzin. That's a problem. Lech lachin and chotetzin. If it's liquid, it's not a problem. Vaha ka mistavse manaihu. But 1 second. But the clothing gets dirty. The clothing gets dirty. V'ha nan ha'yibegadim mitushtashin v'avad avadasa psula. You're not allowed to do avod in dirty clothing. So how could they be walking around in dam? They're doing avod in dirty clothing. Very, very difficult answer here now. So the Gemara says, v'chi tema demedalilahu. You want to tell me that they would lift up their pants so that they really weren't getting, the dam was there, but they really weren't getting the clothing dirty. You want to give me that answer? That can't be. V'atanya, mido. It says that's the fit. You can't shrink it, you can't make it big. You can't be too baggy, you can't be too skimpy. So you can't lift it up, you can't walk around like that. So the Gemara answers, Baholachas Evarim Lekevesh. That Delav Avodahi. When they're taking up the limbs up to the Kevesh, that's not really Avoda. That's when the blood, that's when it can get dirty. Rashi says, Ba'olachas Evarim Lekevesh, Hadiktani Shevach Hu Livnei Aaron. When was it such a Shevach? Only when they're doing Nanavodah. Ba'olachas Evarim Lekevesh. That's when they would get dirty. Because that's not Nanavodah. So what's the matter what they're wearing? It's Nanavodah anyway. Bringing up the limbs to the Kevesh. Anyone can do that. Anyone. Saul can't do it, but I guess any Kohen can do it. I can say Nanavodah, whatever that means. That's when they could get the got them dirty. Well, the Kamin Parach, where did the dam go? What kind of, doesn't make sense, that answer.
Why isn't it that the dam is part of not dirt?
It's a good question. We're going to learn that we're going to learn later, I don't know, somewhere, that's a psul, even the blood is a psul. Even
if it's making sense, it's not possible that they didn't get blood.
I know. It's a fair question. We're going to get, I know there's two dafs that talks about the...
They're wearing...
I know. So you hear what the Gemara is answering? The only was a Shevach when they got dirty was when they were doing non-avoda. Because they're in a when you're doing avoda, you can't get dirty. So the Gemara says, V'lo, V'atanya, Figur of a Kohen, Sakal, through a Lach is a Varm Lekevesh. What do you mean? Of course it's an avoda. Of course it's an avoda going to the Kevesh. Of course it's an avoda. Ella, B'Lach is Eitzim L'Ma'aracha, T'Lav Avodahi. You're right. When they brought the wood to the... To the fire, to the top of the Mizbech. That's not an avoda. We ran out of wood. Go get some wood. Anyone can do that. It's not an avoda. That's when there was a Shavach. That's when they were allowed to have dirty, bloody begotten. So the Gemara asks, one second, if the whole floor is full of blood, how could they walk? Ula avoda hechi ozli, how could they walk? How could they walk? You hear the Gemara's question? Good, you can get dirty when you're doing a non-avoda. How are you getting back to do the avoda? It's all full of blood. You can't get dirty. How are you doing that? So the Gemara answers, a very difficult answer.
Hip boots.
No, what?
Hip boots.
Hip boots, similar. Ozli a'itztivi. They would put a platform. They would put a platform, Rashi says, that the platform was made out of stone, and it was not an issue of a chatzitza. Right? It's devoz, gavon ha'yusham binyan avonim, ein chotzin demin ha'ritzpah hein. It was from the ritzpah, it had the status of the ritzpah, but it was raised. They walked on that, and therefore they never got dirty. If they would have been on the ground, they would have gotten dirty, because the blood was so much. And the shevach is that when they were doing non-avoda, then they got dirty, taka. But when they did the avoda, they had a platform, some kind of raised floor, that they shouldn't get, the blood didn't go that high, and they shouldn't get dirty, and that's how they were able to do the avoda. We're going to stuff up the floor, then we're going to have to build a platform because we stuffed up the floor.
So that wasn't part of the building of the
Rashi just said, it wasn't a chatzitza.
You
put a carpeting down in the base of Hamikdash, it's a chatzitza.
Right. So I'm saying, why wasn't this called a chatzitza if it's...
Because Rashi just said, ritzbein, it's part of the floor. Where did it come from? I don't know. You have to give some answer that it was part of the floor. Right.
And stand on the stone?
Yeah, you said.
I don't know if that's a chatzitza or not.
He
said it's not a chatzitza. Okay, fine. Accept it. But it's
right.
The fact of the matter is.
Okay, that was the easy part of today's daf.
Because you're standing on something that's not put there. It wasn't originally there. You're bringing this thing out because
right.
because
so it had to be it had to be some kind of thing that was not a chatzitza.
Stone.
What was stone? No, if I bring a stone from my backyard and I put it in the floor and I want to stand on that, that's not a chatzitza.
Why is it?
I don't know, maybe it is.
Same thing.
So it's min mimino, but it's not kodesh. Okay. So it had to be, what have I been carpeting from the floor?
Can't be carpet.
Because you can't put carpet. It's a chatzitza. Right. But the stone is, so what kind of stone was it? I don't know. It was a good stone. Next.
Yeah.
That was the easy part of today's daf. Now it gets hard. Because it's back to pickle. I told you, we're going to pickle for the next. Hashochet es hazevach. If somebody shechs a carbon. Now you always have to stick in the words, on condition that, lechel davar shein darkol lechel. I'm going to eat something not edible. It doesn't mean it's not edible because it's not edible like a bone or a hoof. That's not what it means. It means imurin. Things that are supposed to be burned. That's what it means. Or, lahakter davar shein darkol lahakter. Or I'm going to burn on the mizbeach something that I'm allowed to eat, called basar. Kasher. That is not pickle, according to the Tanakhama. That is kosher. Rabbi Eliezer, posel. Rabbi Eliezer says that is a problem. Okay? The machlokas about that one issue.
The problem is pickle.
Pickle. Pickle.
It's not the two categories of pickle.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it. Maybe I'm being vague on purpose. Okay? Lechel, now. Lechel davar shadarko lechel. You have in mind to eat something that's edible. And it's supposed to be burned on the Mizbeach. However, your kavana was, lahakter pachas mikizayas. I'm going to eat at the wrong zman, less than a kizayas. I'm going to burn at the wrong zman, less than a kizayas. Kosher, not pickle. Not a problem. Lechel chatzi zayas, ulahakter chatzi zayas. To eat half and to burn half at the wrong time and place. Also kosher. She'ein achila v'aktar mitzdarfen. They don't combine. Hashochet es hazevach. Someone shechs an animal. Lechol kizayis min ha'or. To eat a kizayis of skin, hide, which is not edible. Min ha'rotav. Rotav means like soup. But it means things not edible. Min ha'kipa means the spices. Min ha'olol. Some kind of vein in the neck or something. Right? Rashi says, it's not right to eat that. Menatzamos, bones, menagidin, from the vein, from the sinews, not edible. Menakanayin, the horns, not edible. Menatafly, the hoof, not edible. Chutzlus mano, chutzlum komo, kosher, the ain, kosher, it's kosher. The ain, chayav alav, mishum pigul no sutame. and you're not chayiv for pickle nos otami. What does that mean? Just saying it twice. We just said if you have in mind to eat something, it's not edible, like a horns, kasher. And you're not chayiv for pickle. What does that mean? That means, Rashi says, shakto, then chayiv and love mishum pickle. Listen to this, what Rashi says. It's a very important distinction. There are two ways you can have pickle. You can have in mind to eat the horns. That's not pickle. Why not? Because it's not edible. What if you have in mind to eat the meat at the wrong place in the wrong time? That's pickle, right? And then you eat the horns. That's not pickle. It's both, it's two things. You hear this? You had in mind to eat the horns, that's mamish not pickle. That's mamish not pickle. Right? You have in mind to eat the horns, it's not pickle. Why? Not edible. Now I have in mind to eat the meat. It's kishmak. At the wrong place at the wrong time. And then I sit down and eat the horns. Did I eat from the animal? No. So therefore, remember we learned that if you have pickle, we wait and see. Are you going to eat it or not? Are you going to eat it or not? So you didn't eat the meat. He ate the horns. It's not really edible. Right? It's not pickle. Why? Because he didn't eat something edible. That's what the second statement means. The aim chai mishum pickle, right? Im hay hazevach pickle, says Rashi. If the zevach is pickle for another reason, meaning you had in mind to eat the meat, which is regular, normal pickle. Then, v'shechishiv al basaro, you thought about the meat. Oh, al emurav chutzel's mano v'nespagel. Or the emurav, and then you had pickle. Ha'ochel me'ilu putter. If you eat from these horns, you're putter. Okay? The whole daf is about these two distinctions. You can dream about the horns, that's not pickle. You can dream about the meat, that potentially is pickle. Now we're going to wait, what's he going to eat this guy? And he eats the horns, not pickle. Why? Not edible.
Well, he can do whatever he wants with the horns.
Noser v'tame. Same thing with noser and tame. If you eat the horns too late, 5 days later, it's noser. You don't get not chayav noser for that.
Right.
Why? Not edible.
Right.
If you're tame, what's the tame case? Yeah. If you're tame and you eat the horns, that's not considered eating kachem.
Right.
That's what it is. Why are they thrown in together? The Gemara will talk about it. It's a good question. Okay? So far, so good? Next. No, by the way, notice that Rabbi Eliezer only argued in the first case.
Yeah.
Didn't argue in any other case. If someone shechs a carbon, right? Rashi says, what kind of funny lashon? Hashocher is hamukdoshin. We change it to everything. Hashocher is a zevach. Now it's mukdoshin. So Rashi says we use mukdoshin when it's a female animal. Okay. Hashocher is hamukdoshin. Lechel shlil. You want to eat the placenta? Shlil is a placenta.
Yeah.
Or no, shlil is a placenta. Lechel some other kind of
fetus.
Oh, shlil shilia or the placenta. Bachutz at the wrong place at the wrong time. Lo pigle. It's not pigle. Why not? Not edible. Hamoleg es hatorin. If someone does malika on a bird with pigle, lechel beitzehen bachutz to eat the eggs, lo pigle. That's also not pigle. Why? It's not the animal.
What's malika?
What?
Malika
is when they would break the neck of the bird in a certain way. It's the equivalent of shechita for an animal. It's malika by a bird. So you're dreaming about eating the egg. That's not pickle. Why not? It's not the animal. It's the egg. It's not the animal. Same thing. Chalav, hamukdashin, the milk of the animal. You're dreaming about drinking the milk of the cow. Right? Ubeitzei torin, or the eggs of a bird. Ein chayav and alav yishol pickle nosotame. The same thing the other way around. I had regular pickle thought. I dreamed of eating this animal outside the time. And I drink the milk, not pickle. Okay? Notice that Rabbi Eliezer only argued in the first case. What was the first case? If you eat something, if you have pickle thought for eating something that should be burned, or for burning something that should be eaten. He said that's pickle. Tanakhama said it's not. It's the only thing he argues on. So, Amar Rabbi Eliezer.
I wonder if he would say the same thing if you ate the egg before the shell grew around it.
So
it's still part of the animal.
The question is the question is it edible?
Right.
If human beings eat that, if they serve that at a restaurant, that would be pickle. But if it's already its own entity, then it's not the mother anymore, it's not considered a pigle. So, Amar Belazar, pigle b'zevach, if you have pigle on the zevach, nispagel hashalil. You have pigle in the shalil also. What does that mean? Look at Rashi, the first two Rashis. Shachto almanas lecho olahakter chutzlzmano. You have a regular pigle thought. I'm going to eat this animal at the wrong time. And then what do you eat? You eat the shalil. Right? Nispagel hashalil. Ha'ochel me'ashalil, chayiv. You eat the shalil, you're chayiv. Why? But the other way around, b'shalil, if you dream about eating the shalil, lo nispagel hazevach. The zevach does not become pigle. What does that mean? B'shalil, she'shachar es hazevach almanach lezchol minashalil chutzuzmano. Right? I dream about eating only the shalil. Lo nispagel hazevach. The zevach does not become pigle. Why? Kasavar Rebbe, I mean the Rashi. Kasavar Rebbe Eliezer, shalil gufo deziv chahave. He holds, like what you said, the shalil is part of the mother. The ubur yerech imohu. It's in the mother's womb. It's part of the mother. Umihu, ein machashavto mifagelas hazevach. The reason why there's no pigle is the dover she'ein darko lecholhu. That's not edible. The ruba de inchi lo machle. Nobody eats that. Most normal people won't eat that. Right? V'shalil atmo lo nispagel. The time of Nathan, lechol shalil o shilya bachutz, lo pigle. Okay? So now, what he said makes sense? What? Pigle b'zevach. If you have pigle in the zevach, nispagel hashalil. You eat the shalil, even though it's not edible, you're still going to be chayiv. Why? Because l'maisa you ate it. However, b'shalil, if you jeed that the b'shalil was not really edible, lo nispagel hazevach, the animal doesn't become a problem. Next, pigle ba'alil. If you have pigle in the alil, the Rashi says, we're talking about a bird. A bird, there's some vein in the neck, is royal achila. Pigle ba'alil, nispagel mora'a. You will make pigle the, what's mora'a? The crop? What does that mean? I don't know what that is. It's some part of the bird that's not edible. Yeah. The point is it's not edible. That's the point. Nispagel mora'a, if you dream about eating the mora'a, lo nispagel alil. It will not ruin the alil. What did I write here? Oh, it will not ruin the alil. Okay? What did Rashi say? Rashi says, Mora, lo chazi la'achila. It's not, you know, not edible. The pirsha ba'almahu, it's like refuse. Hilkach, machshava didei, lo mafalga. If you dream about that, you're not going to create pigle. Why not?
Because it's not
edible. Right?
Not
however, mihu, hechad in espagal ha'of, ayadei davar acher. But if you have pigle on some other part of the bird, ooh, I need the legs. Right, that's yummy drumsticks. You have that thought. Kivan de ikka inchi de achli chayal of karis. Since somebody would eat it, you chayav karis for that. Okay. Next, pigle be'emurin. Now there are three chatuses that are brought in the inner mizbeach, in the heichon, the inside mizbeach. And they're not eaten at all. Those are a par of Yom Kippur, a par of a Kohen Gadol who made a mistake, and a par when the whole Klal Yisrael made a mistake. Those three pars are not eaten at all. Okay? They're done inside the Kodesh, in the little Mizbeach, and they're not eaten at all. So what if you bring that carbon, and you have the following thoughts? Pigle be'emurin. If you have pigle thought on the whole animal's emurin, really. Pigle be'emurin nispaglu b'parim. If you have pigle on the emurin, then it will, and you eat some of the animal, you're going to be chayiv, that's pigle. Pigle be'emurin nispaglu b'parim. Why? You thought you're going to burn the emurin at the wrong place in the wrong time. And instead of doing that, you eat it. It is pigle. Why should that be pigle? Why? Because the animal's not supposed to be eaten at all. Now, even though the whole animal's not emurin, the rest of it gets burnt.
Right.
We'll see. Now, biparim, but if you dreamed about eating this animal, which is not really edible because it's not supposed to be eaten, nispaglu emurin. The emurin you do get pigle on the emurin.
No,
lo nispar the emurin. You don't get pigle on the emurin, right? Why? Because you're eating something that's not edible. Lema mesayale. Let's try to bring a raya to Rabbi Eliezer. To Rabbi Eliezer. What'd he say? He said that you can have pigle even on something that you can't be mefagel. Remember he said that? We just said, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, pigle bezevach, nispagel ashalil. Bishalil, lo nispagel azevach. It's not a two-way street. It's a one-way street. If you have pigle on the animal, on good part of the animal, you're mefagel even on the non-edible parts. But if you have pigle on the non-edible parts, you can't have pigle even if you eat an edible part. That's what he said. Right? A little complicated. You hear what's going on? Let's try to bring a raya that he's right. Where am I? Lema mesayale. Right? Vishavin. They both agree. What's both agree? What's going on? So Rabbi Rashi, Vishavin, it's the third, one, two, three, the last mid-level line. There are only three of them. It's the last mid-level line. Vishavin, Reb Shimon, Vichachamim, Shenechleku, Beperek Beishamai. They argue in Perek Beishamai, which, by the way, is the next Perek. The Rabbanan Amri, Pigel, Noheg, Beparim HaNisrafin. You can have Pigel by the Parim HaNisrafin, which are these three powers that are burnt. Reb Shimon Omer, Kol she'enu ala zevach achitzon ein chayel al mishal pigle. If there's no pigle, you can only have pigle on the outside mizbeach, not on the inside mizbeach. That's what Reb Shimon holds. Shavin she'im chishei ba'achas me'avodas hadam lechol men aparim l'machar l'sarfim beis hadeshen kalichatzo l'machar lo asa klum. But they'll both agree, even the Tanakhama who holds, you can have pigle in these parim, not on the shechita. Okay? I'm not on the on the dam part, on the avodas hadam. Why? The machsheves hachila lo mahanye b'hu d'davar shein darko lecho. The machsheves streifa nami lo. One second, what's going on here? The rabbanu mi pigel no kol shein shavin shei b'chishei v'achat me'avodas hadam lecho men aparim l'machar o v'sar for beis hadeshin kali chasol l'machar lo asa klum. These animals are not eaten. What? It's not pigel. What's your thought? While you do the zrikas hadam of this par, you're thinking about that you're going to burn the par at the wrong place at the wrong time. That's not pigle. Why? That's not an avoda. Now, it has to be done. The zimut these powers, they burnt it. That's not an avoda. That's not an avoda that's pigleable. You can't make pigle on such an avoda. Can't do it. First of all you want to have you eat it. Yeah, it's not edible. And also, umachshevas sreifa nami lo. The machshevas achilas mizbeach kapid rachmana. All we care about is you eating it or the mizbeach eating it. Avol sreifa, but sreifa lav lashon achiluhu. That's not eating, right? Afagav da aminim pirkin leel. Even though we're going to say that sometimes sreifa is achila, it's only by haktara, not by sreifa. Okay, so v'shavim, they both agree. She'im chishei ba'achilas parim ubesreifasan lo asif lo klum. That if you have a thought, I'm going to eat this par on Yom Kippur. The par from Yom Kippur. I'm going to eat this on my sukkah, say, 5 days later on sukkah. You have a thought like that. It's not pigle. Why not? Because it's not edible. It's supposed to be burnt. Right. Or you think to yourself, I'm going to burn this par and this rough and it's supposed to be burnt. I'm going to burn it on Erev Sukkah. 4 days later. Also not pigle. Why? Not that kind of avodah we're talking about. Right. My lav, hachishi be'emurim, nispag libaparim. But what if I had a pigle thought on the emurim? Which can create pigle because emurim is what you do to this animal. Wouldn't it be mispagel aparim, right? If I had a pigle thought on the emurim, and then I sat down and ate it, wouldn't that be pigle?
No.
That's he's making a diuk.
Right.
Wouldn't that be pigle? Why would that be pigle? Because it's not a two-way street.
Right.
It's exactly what he said, Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara says, "Whoa." Hachishi be'emurin is probably emurin answer. No, if you have pigle on the emurin, it ruins the emurin. Right? Very simple. Tashma. Haparim hanisrafin, which is even hanisrafin. Mol and mehen. Ready? Parim hanisrafin. We're not going to finish it off today. Parim hanisrafin. Usi'ir hanisrafin. Goats or cows that have to be burnt. Mol and mehen mishuk deshu. You can be over me'ila on them from when you are makdish them. Nishchatu, if you shech them, hukshru lifsol betfuyom umuchusikipurim ubalina. You make them eligible for tfuyom to touch it, or mechusikipurim to touch it, or if you leave it overnight, you've just ruined the carbon. My lav linas basar. We're talking about you left the basar overnight, right? Shmamina migu the pasabalina paslan ba machshava. What's the halacha? The halacha is you have to do zvikas hadam the same day that you shecht it. What if you don't? What if you don't? I shechted the animal, I put the dam in a cup, and I went home. Come back tomorrow, I'll do the zvika tomorrow. What's that called? That's called linas hadam. The dam stayed overnight, and the carbon's no good. Right? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that dam? What's wrong with it? No, the zman's no good. It's after the zman. The zman's no good. So if I have if I create a situation where the zman is no good, so if I thought about the zman being no good, for sure that should be a problem. If mamish the zman's no good, I left it overnight, it's a problem. So if I thought about it, it's for sure a problem, right? Shmamina, migu, the pasla belina, if I leave it overnight, and it's a wrong zman, it's a problem, so pasla machba machshava, I for sure ruined it by thinking about that wrong zman. Thinking about it's worse than actually doing it. Here, mamish did it. I left it overnight. So thinking about it for sure be a problem. Right? So the Gemara says, lo, we're not talking about the dam. We're talking about linas emurim. You left over the emurim. Right? Rashi says, diktani de pasl ha emurim, nifsal belina katani. The kavase pasha mine, the makshevas linas emurim, mefagelf emurim. So we're not talking about eating. We're talking about the emurim. You leave over the emurim, you can think about the emurim also. It's not a raya, that we're trying to bring a raya here, that is a one-way street. That sometimes it can be piggle, but you cannot be mefagel, the other way. Not a raya at all. Hadikani seifa kulan, it says by all these animals, ma'olim behen al beis hadeshen ad shitech habasar, that michlal deresha linas basar. So we said another statement over here, that ma'olim behen ad beis hadeshen, you can have me'ila on the meat, until the basar gets burnt. So michlal deresha linas basar. So talking about the meat being left over, Gemara says no. Meat the area, no. Hakadisa. Resha emurin v'seifa basar. Not related at all. So we did not bring a raya to Rabbi Elazar at all that the pigle cannot be a two-way street. Masav Rabba. Next, v'elu she'ein mefaglin. The following things cannot be pigle. V'ein mispaglin. And if you eat them, they're not going to create pigle. Both ways. Two-way street. What are they? Temer, shebarosh, shebekvasim. Wool on the head. Wool is not edible. Seir, shebezak, and tiyashim. The hair of the beard of a goat is not edible. Ha'or, harote, hakipa, all this stuff. Ha'olol, the veins. Ha'ma'ora, the crop. Ha'tamos, gidin. Ha'kanayim, ha'taflayim. Ha'shalil, ha'shilya, chalav, ha'mukdashin, beitzei torin, kulam, lo mefaglin, lo mespaglin. You can't have pickle on them, and if you dream of eating them, and if you have a valid pickle on a carbon, and then you ate the eggs, no pickle. Vein chayav lo mishul pickle noser v'tamei. No pickle, no noser, no tamei. Va'mayla mehen b'chutz putter. And if you take them outside, you're putter of the psul of yotzei. Why? They're not part of the carbon. My lav lo mefaglin hazevach. Doesn't that mean that you're not mefagel the zevach? V'lo mispaglin machmas zevach. And you're not mefagel because of the zevach, meaning it's a two-way street. Lo. That goes against Rabbi Elazar. So it says, lo mefaglin hazevach, lo mespaglin machmas atzman. No, it doesn't mean that it's a two-way street. It means on itself. That you can't make pickle on itself. And if you eat, it means you dream, I'm going to eat the horns. That's not pickle. Or you dream, I'm going to eat, I don't know what the atzman. But if you dreamed of eating the meat outside the time, and then you ate the horns, maybe that would create pickle. So he argues on that. Ihachi, if that's true. Ihachi, if that's true. Where am I? Ihachi.
Two lines before the white.
Oh, Ihachi. Hadutani Sefer, Kulam Mefaglin, Lom Mefaglin, Hasulamali. Then why do I have to repeat it and say again? Eim Mefaglin, Lom Mefaglin, Lom Mefaglin. What do you need it again for? Ul Tamech, Eim Chayavin, Lom Mefaglin, Hasulamali. Why did it say it again? You're not chayav for pigle. Ela ida debar lemisti nosa v'tamei. Since we threw in nosa v'tamei, tani pigle. We threw in pigle. Hachanami. Ida debar lemisti hamayel mehen b'chutz tananami kulan lo mefaglin v'lo mestaglin. Okay. Another 2 more minutes. Get to the 2 dots. Rava Amar af ananami tanina. We looked this in a Mishnah. Hashocher is hamukdashin. If somebody shechs a carbon, lechol shalil o shilya b'chutz lo pigle. Not pigle. Vamolek is a toreim. If you do malika on a bird, lechol beitzehem b'chutz lo pigle. Not pigle either. V'hadar tani. Then it says chalav hamukdashin ubeitzi torid in chevel mishal pigle nafatame. We repeat. You see what we just did? We mentioned 5 things. Then when we repeat it, we left out 2 things. We left out Hashilya v'shilil v'shilya chayavin. We left them out. El shma mina kan machmas hazevach kan machmas atzman shma mina. So we what do you see from here? That Rabbi Eliezer is right. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow by the 2 dots. We're almost finished. Very hard off.
It's Greek and it's the grass.